Three Sports Raider of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Cincinnati Bengals, the bizarro Green Bay Packers.
I'll explain why I'm asking that in addition.
Wait a minute. Denver? What happened to Milwaukee?
At least TJ Otzelberger will get to coach in his hometown with the number 3-seeded Iowa State Cyclones edition.
And the old T went down to St. Louis. Can't wait to hear how Michelle Smallman enjoyed the drive edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Are you going to Denver?
Good morning. So I just want to specify a few things.
Specify away.
Final Four prediction / Sweet 16 prediction.
We're going there already. Not even any pleasantries.
Was all contingent on Wisconsin going to Milwaukee. Do we all agree on that?
No.
Jesse?
I'm asking.
The sound you hear is Mark Tauscher backtracking.
Beep.
No, I'm not.
Beep.
I'm not
beep.
Backtracking yet. I just am curious because beep. I was very specific in my qualifications for that prediction. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Well, I don't think we are.
See?
This is like those car chase scenes in action movies where they do the whole thing in reverse and they're just speeding away down the main road.
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. You did say you anticipated them being in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Check the tape. It is the year of Check the Tape 2025 to see if you said if they are in Milwaukee, they will be a Final Four team.
Yeah,
I don't recall that being part of the soundbite, but I will check. I'll see.
Well, Jesse. It's not just about sound bites. There's context within sound bites.
Right,
Jason, of all people, you should know this.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at quoting people, though, and I'm fairly confident that your addendums
were added. But what did I say in context to it?
No.
Yeah.
I think.
I added.
Yes, right. But you made,
context.
It might have been the next day, though, and I don't know what the continuation is. It's not like a shooting foul where you really get fouled on the floor, but you get continuation. You made the Final Four statement, Then there were some jerks, Jesse, who unearthed last year's Final Four statement. And you got a little peeved. And then you made these addendums of Sweet 16, and then if they go to Milwaukee. The original Final Four proclamation had no caveats at all. Now, if you want to say that you clarified
okay,
your position...
All right, fair enough.
I'm willing
I am
to accept
fine
that.
With that, beep, but I swear to beep, you beep. Will... There is no more context being issued with Jason Wilde's stuff. I just want to make sure we're
no,
on the same page.
Just,
all right, we're
going no, on.
No, it is. That is. That's fine.
I
Jason, I am fine with
you
that.
You didn't like...
I am fine
you,
with
you
that.
You talked over me as I was saying. If you want to
there
say
no
clarifications,
Wisconsin
all I
got
did
screwed.
Was gave the timeline.
Wisconsin got absolutely screwed yesterday. They are forced to play... forced to. They earned the right to play four games in 4 days, which I thought losing to Michigan State would have been probably a better outcome for this team.
I agree.
Because they weren't going to get a better seeding. They were, you know, I think probably would have been in a better spot to maybe be a four seed in the Midwest. I don't know. I can't get inside the committee's head on that. But
especially that Carolina
you play
guy.
The last game. You obviously watched and saw and listened. Wisconsin had dead legs.
Yes.
You don't play four games all year. And Tanjay couldn't make a shot. It was a struggle bus game. They competed and grinded. They got beat. I hope we play Michigan again. At some point, we're going to beat those guys. But now they have to go Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Out west, altitude.
Uh-huh.
It's
short
sucks.
Week.
And they got screwed. They got screwed.
Yeah.
And if they get beat... And don't make a Final Four, it's because they got screwed. That's
so,
going to be my my statement moving forward.
I read Jim Polzine's column in the Wisconsin State Journal this morning. And
I thought you gave that up for Lent. I thought you gave up for the State Journal.
No, I still have a subscription. They may have quit me, but I have not quit them.
Aw.
You being the grudge holder
big
that you
high
are.
Road guy. Big high road guy.
I don't
guy
think
here.
You are.
This
guy.
Is an upset.
Yeah,
I don't know
guy.
What. I you're not
you
a
look
high
for
road
Denigrini.
Guy. You're the opposite of that.
You look
you're
for Denigrini, you go
guy.
Find him on the high road.
No, you're a tunnel guy. I don't know. This makes no sense to me, but continue on.
Well, I do want to remain supportive of my good friend Jim Polzine. He wrote a couple of really good columns the last several weeks. The one about the women's basketball situation at Wisconsin and... Yesterday, I thought Greg Gard did the opposite of what you and I are going to do because we're belly aching. Wisconsin got screwed. At the very least, fine. You're not going to put them in Milwaukee? Fine. You could say, oh, they lost to Penn State at home and that's the reason, whatever. I am curious about the corrupt nature of what's going on with the selection committee, the UNC piece of this with our guy Bubba, who left the room Bubba. When they were discussing UNC, of course. I don't like that. But if you're going to say, look, we're not sending him to Milwaukee, they lost to Penn State, that's going to be the differentiator. We're going to put them behind Iowa State and Kentucky on the three line. Fine. Then at least let them play Friday. Otherwise, the Big Ten needs to reconsider and go up against CBS, who broadcasts the championship game. They need to reconsider the scheduling of their tournament. They can't be the team, the conference, whose championship game leads into the selection show. Because both of their teams are worse off because they played in the championship game. It's not like Michigan got a better seed because they won the Big Ten championship either. Right?
They're
if you look
five
at the parents.
Seed. Makes no
yeah.
sense.
Right. So, I really respect Gardo for doing what I did take it by continuing to read the State Journal. But generally speaking, I don't take the high road. Gardo took the high road yesterday.
Well, Gardo also understands you don't want to LaFleur this.
Right.
Like
exactly.
Did. You don't give your guys excuses. You can
right.
sit and bellyache and complain, but the big thing is...
But we can bellyache.
You take that stuff off the table when you're a competitor. You don't worry about it because everybody that competes understands nobody cares. Nobody cares. Once you get
you're
to
right.
that point, mm-hmm. Wine City, USA, you know what? You had 4 days. You just played 4 games in 4 days. You needed a little kickstart, And the point is, nobody's going to give two rips. If you get knocked off by Montana or BYU, it ain't going to be, oh, this all this other stuff. Nobody cares. And if you don't have that attitude, bad things happen, and then it's sitting there, and you're sitting here explaining another first round loss, second round loss, whatever it would be.
You're right. And I'm glad you compared it to the Matt LaFleur going to London, because I can't wait. I want to see if he gradually improves. London to Brazil, because it was pretty clear he still didn't want to go to Brazil. And then, per Ben Brust's reportage, going to Ireland. I'm curious if his attitude improves with every international trip, especially since outgoing president and CEO Mark Murphy said in his column to start the month that he expects the Packers to get to an international destination every other year. So buckle up, Buttercup, on that. So I think you make a really good point that belly aching serves no purpose. Use it as a rallying cry. Get your guys, get your legs back underneath you. Go out to Denver. Go win two games and get to the Sweet 16. But we, since we're not coaching the team, and other than maybe Nolan Winter, is not listening to the show. So I would say we could bellyache a little bit, and that's what we're doing. Jerriott, who's old T's guy again? They are playing in Milwaukee. Good. That's Jocko. We love Jocko.
That is the attitude that you should have as a player and as coaches, because there is no other attitude to have. That is it. So Jocko, there's a reason Jocko makes bonko dollars, and I'm not maybe Jocko at NBC Sports here in Madison, who does a fantastic job, Mr. Positivity. Nobody highlights high school sports better than Jocko, including our own Jesse Nelson.
He's got great hair, too.
Jocko does it. I don't know what Jocko makes. I'm not sure what
I don't know what you did. What you... I don't know. I don't know.
It was so unnecessary.
Catching strays, as the kids say.
Oh. Oh, I really got him this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. I threw bullets at Jesse.
What?
I knew how today was going to go, so I have been preemptively just bing, 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 bing. So,
sounds like can we get that audio? Can you call over to TJ? I want to hear that. Pancake.
Jesse will have to ask
for
it. What did he do to you? I can't imagine.
Yeah, what did I do to you?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Just come on.
No, the point is, Jesse didn't do anything. It was set up. They teed it up for me to get after Jesse's bowling call in Muskego. It was, anyways, Jocko Jeliniak, I believe his name is, the motivational speaker.
Sure. Good.
You're in essence telling people, hey, deal with it and overcome, because when you do that, this isn't like they're asking these guys to go to Normandy. They're going to Denver. Okay, so let's keep things in perspective here. Okay, I don't want to sit here and cry and whine. Should they have been in Milwaukee? Yes, but they're not going to Normandy. They're not going to Baghdad. They're going to Denver. So let's keep the main thing the main thing.
What are they doing?
What do you mean?
Well, there's a significant distance.
That's my point. That's literally what I'm saying.
Right, but you don't have storming the beaches of Normandy or going to Baghdad. There's probably slightly lesser
Kabul?
Difficult situations.
I don't think it's like going to Kabul either.
We're not taking calls on the line today, because do you see what's going on in the world? There's way more important things.
Well, when you start looking at sports or sports, and this is going to be a nuisance. But my point is, before you guys rudely interrupted me, is that this
you
isn't
went Normandy.
This isn't that stuff. So deal with it and let's just go. And I think that Greg Gard did a great job of setting that tone and not letting it be Wine City, USA. It's, hey man, all right, let's go. Let's get pack our bags. Let's lock and load and let's go.
Yeah, he definitely did a good job, and he managed to send that message without referring to Normandy, Baghdad, or Kabul. So good job, Gardo, for putting it in
perspective. Were you in those meetings? Are you sure? I don't know about that for sure.
We don't know what the post game sounded like yesterday in Indy. It could have included any of those things.
I mean, I tend to agree with you that those things weren't brought up, but you don't know that for sure.
We can, Jim and Pablo can ask Nolan Winter on our special bracket edition of the Jump Around tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN Madison.
Why do you guys do what you do?
Wait until Nolan says, yeah, it was weird. He brought up Normandy, and I was like, Gardo, you're going a little far on that, don't you think? So, yes, we look forward to Nolan Winter on the Jump Around. All right, Tausch. So, given the opportunity now, would you like to amend anything that you have said to this point? The floor is yours. Has this changed your expectations and hopes for this basketball team?
It has a little bit, but I'm sticking by the fact that this team is multiple and can win in numerous ways. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned a little bit about some of the things defensively. I think we've gotten better. But let's not kid ourselves. John Tonjay is going to have to be the dog that he was Saturday the dog that he was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And if he is Saturday's version of Tonjay, we can beat anybody. If he's Sunday's version and nobody steps up, we could be BYU could cougar our way right out of the tournament. So that's where we're at. That's how it goes. Well, there you go. I don't think you would. It's 2-6.
I'm going to skip that one. All right, so let's get to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Thank you, and again, we say this often, but probably not often enough. When we give each other grief with thank you for your service, it is in a sarcastic manner because we understand that veterans are the ones who deserve the authentic thank you for your service.
Literally what I just was saying. Yeah, I was trying to hyperbolize by letting you know that.
I'm aware.
You get so set. It gets.
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So, veterans, thank you for your service.
Matters. We talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service that you get from Pella. But talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends, I always forget March has 31 days. So does April have 31 days also, or does that go March? 31, April. Which months have the back-to-back 31? Is that July and August? Anybody? Well, this offer ends March 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
So I just got a message.
Appreciate the help, boys.
I've got a funny story to tell.
Oh, I like that.
I will tell it next, and then we'll get into
July and August both have 31 days, for the record.
But April does not, correct? April's
correct.
A 30
piece? April has 30. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Hold on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone.
All right, so if I may tell a quick funny story.
Yes.
Then we'll get back to the NCAA tournament.
No interruptions.
And so I just got this from my friend Travis. You may know him. He's the proprietor, owner of Team Apparel, which made our famous I Agree with Tausch shirts that he's ready to mass produce if we'd like him to do that. So he did the t-shirts for me for Sydney's basketball team. And because he's my friend, he allowed me to pay half the price up front, and now I have to pay the second half this week. So his accounting manager, comptroller, whatever you call her, sends an email reminder, which again, doing her job, I don't necessarily need a reminder, but nevertheless, she sends it out. But my email addresses that I use my middle initial in between because my first and last name has frequently been used by other people with my same name, including a guy who was once running from an MG&E bill in Madison, and they called me instead, and then a woman who he had had amorous activity with and looked me up in the phone book and called and yelled at me for not calling her when it wasn't me. So there's been some instances of this.
How have we never heard these stories before?
Pretty amazing. I think I've told that one about the woman who thought I had with her, and then it turned out that this was some other guy with the same name. So she sends this email out just as a reminder that I owe this balance. But she leaves out my middle initial, and the person who responds to her, I'm assuming that this person thought that this was some sort of phishing scam, right? We're all very hypersensitive. We all watch our videos of the inside man, which I've become addicted to, by the way, the ones that we have to learn about not getting.
Good series to binge.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It really is. I'm really worried about that guy that went from being a hacker to being an employee at that company. But she sends this email, and he responds with blank off. Now, Ashley doesn't realize when she gets the reply that it's not actually me. So I get a text from Travis. Hey, why are you responding this way to my comptroller? Well, it's not me. So blank off, Ashley. I'll pay my bill when I'm damn ready.
Oh, snap.
Mistaken identity. So that's what came across my desk while you were doing your Pella read. So I'm sorry I didn't help you with how many months have 31 days versus 30. Because I was distracted by that.
Actually a very fair. I'm not going to sound graph you. The context there is important. That was important context that you just
are you made. So just you to be clear, because I am very sensitive about this. I've noticed Wooly more than anyone else, frankly, and maybe Chris Olsen Larson a little bit too. They love a good Wildy sound graph from Jim, Matt, and Molly or the Homer Hour. And what happens is they put a quote from me in the post, and they put a longer clip. It's like 2 minutes plus. So it does have the very important context. But now we've gotten so lazy as a society that people get pissed off about what I said without even watching the video. They just respond to the little one sentence
highlights
thing. Yeah. Like you don't even have 2 minutes to watch the video.
Our good friend Nancy from the Children's Hospital just texted me, and she wants to know, so when this amorous activity happened in the 90s, was that a phone book snafu?
Yes.
Where people were looking up your number?
She looked me up in the phone book, in the white pages.
Okay, so the girl that had amorous relations with a different Jason Wilde,
probably
didn't
Jason
know
Wild,
which phone number. Yeah. It was the other Jason Wilde.
She
so
clearly.
How old were you in the 90s? Was this in Madison?
So I was dating a girl long before I knew Paula existed, and I was actually with her when the phone rang, and I foolishly answered it. So then I had to explain to her that this person had the wrong me, which I'm sure she didn't believe for quite a while until I thoroughly explained what had occurred here.
You rascal.
Yeah, that's me, a two-time and fool.
You are a rascal.
So the phone book, I was living on Langdon Street. It was the year after I graduated. So it was,
you a frat
90-
guy?
No, it was an apartment.
You were a frat guy?
No, I was never a frat guy. It was an apartment. It was a studio apartment. Because that's all I could afford on my meager journalist salary. But she clearly gave this Jason Wild character her phone number after they engaged in whatever they engaged in. He never called. She was a little bit inebriated this evening that she called, and she said, she must have said to her friends, I'm looking this blankety blank up and I'm calling him. So she called, I answered. I don't know if I had caller ID at the time. It was apparently this activity occurred in Stoughton, which the only time I'd ever been to Stoughton was to cover Stoughton Vikings basketball games.
Great little bakery down there in Stoughton.
Yeah, they got the good 18-wheelers, too.
Nice little pub in the heart of downtown. It's a good spot.
Sitting de Maie. They got the little Sitting de Maie deal.
Sure, yeah,
up.
Exactly. Haven't you been the grand marshal of that once
I
before?
I have, yeah. It's a great one to marshal.
So I try to explain to her, look, I've never been to Stoughton other than to cover high school sports. I said, I write for the State Journal. Does that help you?
Did this person do the high jump and or pole vault?
Unfortunately, no.
This was not.
How about the irony that I have a pole vaulter now as a child, by the way? That's a whole other story.
That is ironic.
But
makes you think.
Eventually.
It does make
she put
think.
One of her friends took her phone away
context
from her.
Context needed, am I right?
There will be no okay. context. Then her friend takes the phone from her. She is not hammered. I'm able to explain to her, look, I don't know who this guy is. I've also had MG&E come after me thinking I was him too. So you can tell your friend.
This is a little too convenient of a scapegoating, though. Like, I feel like you could use this as a scapegoat for a lot of stuff.
So
well,
that's
the other Wilkie. That's the other Wilkie.
I don't think there's...
the guy at MG&E issue.
You're out here just getting at it out at Wando's with the boys, and you could just say, oh, it's not me, it's the other Wilkie.
I would think it wouldn't work now. Not me at 53 years old.
No.
But like you would find pictures of
Facebook,
people, you'd be able right, exactly.
I would think.
But back then you could do that. Now, my question would be, do you think she ever tracked him down, the actual guy? Because she was pretty mad that I had not called her, which of course I never had met her before, so she was wrong at the wrong person. Like, do you think she kept going, there's not enough Jason Wilds or Jason Wildes? I would think, like Mark Tauscher, there can't be a lot of Mark Tauschers.
I'm guessing rock bottom was hit that night, and her friends probably were like, dude, all right, let's move it along. This is, now it's got.
He's not going to call you, and now you've called some random guy with the same name.
Yeah, it's over. That would be my guess.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
It's one of the unsolved mysteries that, what was the dude's name that did that unsolved mysteries show?
Robert.
Back in the day?
Stack? Robert Stack?
Bob Stack. Yep.
All right. That has been a fun walk down memory lane. But I would really like to get to this what the Bengals are doing and the fact that it appears to be the exact opposite of what Goody is doing. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I'm curious what you think. I will share that and ask Tausch that question coming up after Tausch tells us, hey, look, don't be a fool and do the opposite. If you have a rundown bathroom, go somewhere else and don't just leave it. Call Kohler Services.
And now is the time to do that, Jason. If you've been putting that off, why? Spring is coming. You need to have it. Kohler is the place for it. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you can get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel and no payment financing until 2026. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. To request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
The Bengals are paying not one but two wide receivers very large money. The Packers are not. We'll discuss next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets begin a four-game road trip against Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and the Golden State Warriors. Coverage begins tonight at 9:30 Eastern, with tip-off at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Presented by Indeed.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
We have spent a lot of time on this program looking at the reverse cam in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and discussing the Green Bay Packers approach at wide receiver.
Did Hunter move Tess just to get on reverse cam more?
I believe that
he was back. I can't. You don't give me an Illustrator pen here, but he was back in that.
Oh, that would
corner.
Be a great ad. Holy
yeah,
cow.
It would be.
How
Gravy
do we do
has
that?
Been sitting up circling Gravy. He's been sitting there forever. Hunter never sat there, sat way in the back. now decides reverse camp comes, does he decide to move up to get more exposure like his mentor Jesse Nelson would do?
I don't know. He is a graduate of the Nelson School of Producing. I cannot confirm nor deny that the move to that desk had anything to do with the institution
look
of
at
reverse
him, look
camp.
Look at him right now, by the way. Look at him. They're both pretending to work just because they don't want this to look bad for them. Oh, look at me. I'm very focused now.
He's kind of – Hunter's a big Cowboys fan amongst Gerald Ford and some other things.
Indeed.
And this is what a Dallas Cowboy would do. Move to the front to get all that light shining on you. And then when it gets to be November, December, you go hide in that back far right corner where nobody sees you. So I'll be curious if Hunter stays in this seat throughout the fire and brimstone of a regular season or if it's just the off season
so you're saying
that
he's a front
moves
runner.
Into the limelight. Yes. That's in essence what we're saying. Yes.
Well, context matters. We'll do the show now for everyone and not just the people watching on video as we enjoy our reverse cam. The Cincinnati Bengals have signed, and it appears that they chose to make their deals on the same day, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins each have agreed to four-year contract extensions. Ja'Marr Chase, 4 years, $161 million, includes $112 million guaranteed. By the way, as someone who didn't play that long ago, when you look at these numbers, what do you think? Do you think you played, 10 years too early? Or what? How do you view the explosion of money?
It's awesome. I think it's great. The idea of what Cincinnati is doing makes no sense.
T. Higgins gets 4 years, $115 million. And the question I am asking is, why would you do it this way? It's going to be a fascinating experiment because they're ready to move on and trade away a guy who led the league in sacks because in some ways, and I'm not saying this is Joe Shane part two, Electric Boogaloo, but Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, determined that running back and safety were not worth investing in. And then he invested in a safety in this round of free agency after letting Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley out the door. They are choosing to give Joe Burrow his two guys, but everything comes with an opportunity cost, and they are willing to trade Trey Hendrickson, who is 30 years old, because they wanted to pay these two guys. Is this not bizarro Goody? Is this not what we're looking at? Because we spent all that time talking about the cast of Friends and how it's okay not to have a number one, and they clearly feel like they have two guys that are number one quality wide receivers, and they have chosen to pay both of them.
Yeah, you're looking at this in the entire wrong way.
Thank you.
This is desperation. This is, you're talking about old girl calling you late, trying to get in touch with a different Wildy.
Wild.
This is, I can't lose this guy. Oh, Joe Burrow. If we lose Joe Burrow, we are back to irrelevancy. Joe Burrow is dictating what's happening. We've seen this movie before. Most quarterbacks want their guys, but they want a team around them that's going to win. Cincinnati hasn't sniffed the playoffs since they went, I think, 3 years it's been. And you're going to run back an operation that has been ineffective at best. Their defense is not going to get any better. So this is all about placating to your quarterback, who is a good quarterback. But the great quarterbacks elevate their wideouts. The great quarterbacks are going to say, I want a defense as well, and I'm not going to tell you you must bring these guys back, because my guess is there was more language that was basically saying, if we don't get this fixed, I'm asking out. And now you're desperate. When you make moves in desperation, you end up calling Jason Wilde drunk at 3 in the morning chasing ghosts. Cincinnati just went down this path, and maybe this will swing it and everybody will be kumbaya. But more likely than not, these three are going to be sitting on the sidelines complaining and bickering when they got to score 35 a game, and when they don't, they get beat and they miss the playoffs again. What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to say that's on us because this is the way we decided to do this?
No.
Or are they going to blame
front office? Zach Taylor's going to get fired.
Yep, Zach Taylor get fired, the GM will get fired, and these guys will get traded, and it'll end up being blown up. So maybe Cincinnati is on to something that nobody has ever seen, but I don't think paying two wideouts and a quarterback that amount of cap, regardless of how much it's exploding, and you get rid of your most dynamic, productive player that is the only thing that you've done, and you fired a defensive coordinator that, by all accounts, is really good. Good luck, as Liam Neeson said, good luck.
Breaking news from Adam Schefter. A couple of corrections first, though. One, the Bengals have missed the playoffs each of the last two seasons after going to the Super Bowl. Secondly, according
to... You're
looking ahead. Okay. Secondly, according to Diana Rossini, Cincinnati is now working to retain Trey Hendrickson. Discussions are ongoing. They're attempting to do what many in the league thought was difficult and keep and pay all three of them.
All right, I got to take everything
back.
Wait
a minute. I was building to that. That's what I said the breaking news was from Adam Schefter.
You said Trey Hendrickson is working to stay with the Bengals.
No. Yes, the breaking news, as Tausch reports, is the Bengals have also added an elite linebacker in Oren Burks, who, in fairness to Oren Burks, played pretty darn well after they lost N'Kobe Dean in Philadelphia. So he didn't play that well for the Packers and could never get extended playing time on defense, but he gets a two-year deal from the Bengals.
Jason, what do GMs always say? What do we always say about players and teams? What is the kind of the going?
Well, we say a lot of things. I'm not paying for past performance. I'm paying for future performance.
Okay. You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Well,
you're
that's what coaches say. GMs don't say that. Coaches say that.
No, GMs say it too. Trust me.
But I would have gotten it had you said coaches. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Go ahead.
The Bengals are, in essence, trying to stay the same. They're hoping that they're going to get better. Very rarely.
Hope is not a strategy.
Very rarely does this how things play. And for most teams, maybe they're onto something and saying, we're not, you know, we're going to pay two wideouts that percentage of the cap, and maybe that'll work. But we just saw San Francisco did something similar, and now they're trying to get rid of everybody. You have to replace, you have to keep your core guys. And then there is the – so when you said it's the anti-Goodyite, in this respect, for sure, you have to make really clinical decisions about who you're keeping.
You're right.
And then who you're letting go and how you're going to replace some of that production. And I guess paying T. Higgins, what does it end up being, $27 or $28 million? Miami did the same thing. Miami didn't get any better last year. Miami got worse. Maybe Cincinnati will be better. I don't know how any of this is going to make them a more complete football team than what we've seen. They had the best offense in the league last year. Maybe improving their offensive line will make it better. But you have put all your eggs in this trio's basket, and it's not really a trio in the respect that the great trios have quarterback, running back, wideout. This is more quarterback, two wideouts, hope. Let's see what happens.
All right, so I'm a couple things. First of all, I have been remiss in checking the YouTube comments. Apparently, the mistaken identity story that I shared has some traction. So I would like to offer the opportunity for our callers. I know we don't take a lot of callers. John with a text message to interrupt. Is Jason upset that the other Jason seems to be more of a player with the ladies?
That's a great question.
The year was 1996, and I had my share of success. I'm good. I'm very happy with the way my life is turned.
Oh, snap.
So, good for the other Jason. But I at least always paid my bills on time, unlike him.
You should see if that other Jason's available to Cousin Sub. I think that could be a fun.
With you.
Oh, yeah.
No,
with
no, no.
You, though. Not
no,
with
no,
me.
No. You two.
No, I don't want to meet my evil twin.
I got
I'm
enough
good,
Wildy in my life. Trust me on that.
I'm guessing enough he's Jason Wilde.
Yeah, we need a little Wilde, a little less Wildy.
Wilded it out.
Okay.
So, no, I'm good. It worked out great. Secondly, apparently the mistaken identity story, at least among the YouTube dwellers, very enjoyable story. So if you have your own story of mistaken identity and you'd like to share it on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Chris shares in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. The same thing happened to my dad. My mom works at our church and got calls one day that they were praying for my dad. She was very confused before someone said they saw his name in the paper for a DUI. Turns out it was a different guy with the same name in a neighboring county.
Yikes.
So I'm glad that Chris's dad was okay and sober, and his mom working at the church got some extra prayers for him anyway. So
question
I've enjoyed.
For you. Had you been single when this happened, are you dabbling?
Well, I would need a photograph of some sort.
Whoa!
I think that's
Nelly.
Reasonable.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
So anyway, if you want to share those on the talk and text line, as much as we get a hard time for not taking calls, I'll be happy to take texts. 844-770-3776. Now, also, a correction from the YouTube comments, because I know it's important for you to be correct. Jack Rabbit Geo, which I don't know if there's a connection to South Dakota State.
I don't know
State.
If we're allowing that. Is it some relation to Jack Rabbit Pop?
I don't, again, had I finished my thought, I don't know if this is Mr. Jackrabbit Mama. I don't know if this is just someone else who has connections to South Dakota State University.
Jackrabbit Geo.
Geo, yeah.
Can we
Geo.
Agree, Maybe, though, that Jackrabbit Mama has rights of first refusal on all Jackrabbit nicknames?
No doubt.
On the show.
No doubt. I'm going to throw my Jackrabbit hat on in a moment. But Jackrabbit Geo, whether they are allowed to have that, obviously, Google allowed them to take on that name, and they've actually subscribed so they can chat, unlike you. I hate to be that dude, but Liam Neeson did not say good luck in Taken. It was the kidnapper.
Great places, South Dakota.
Are we sure on that?
Again, I am just relaying Jackrabbit Geo's that dude reference. But it's literally the good guy versus the bad guy, so I think it's important to get that right.
When you reenacted the video for headlines presented by Fleet Farm throughout the course of the season.
Incredibly popular, by the way.
Much better than the singing headlines, no doubt.
Clearly.
We have some news on that. That's
you,
not great.
You may
we'll
recall.
Talk about that later.
You may recall, like, you were playing the role of Liam Neeson, and then the camera pans over for the special guest cameo on the other end saying, good luck.
Wow. So you even had a script told you who it
was. I
was
Liam Neeson, and I didn't say good luck?
Correct. Good luck. Yes.
Okay. Hey, so who just corrected me? Who is on the YouTube?
Jackrabbit Geo.
Yeah, earning his keep.
Jackrabbit Geo? Tip of the cap. Thank you for helping us out. Listen, man, I want to be coached. I want to be told when I'm wrong. That's why when I am trying to contextualize things, I don't fully appreciate when you guys don't allow me to. That's all.
So, Jackrabbit Geo would like us to know that he attended South Dakota State University. He has a degree in geography. So I don't want to tell us what to do.
Trivia.
Yeah.
But if it's any day but Wednesday, I think we need to enlist Jackrabbit Geo to do South Dakota trivia for geography.
Jackrabbit Geo just signed up for geography.
You know where to find us, old Jackrabbit Geo.
And now, do we have to ask Jackrabbit Mama for permission to use Jackrabbit, or do we just give Jackrabbit? I'd hate to upset Jackrabbit Mama. She's been with us for a long time.
She has.
I'll leave that up to you guys.
I would say that esteemed academic institution has produced lots of successful, smart people.
Tucker Kraft among them. And I think, in fairness, she will be the OG, the OJB, the original Jack, OJR, original Jackrabbit. But Jackrabbit Geo, proud of his, he's proud of his school. It's a darn rare thing these days. So we will sign him up for trivia. All right, I want to continue this conversation because I do think it dovetails interesting. Jackrabbit Mama texts in. No relation. Feeling like a copyright is in order.
Okay.
Again. I have to ask Jackrabbit Mama, who I love my hat, and I will put it on for the next segment. Is she violating the South Dakota State's copyright by calling herself Jackrabbit Mama? Does she have the university?
Oh,
do they give her permission?
No. Don't you
so
start
if she's
asking
gonna
these
try-
questions.
She's the one
Let
who asked the
something.
Copyright
I'm
question.
I'm not messing. Jackrabbit Mama has carte blanche on this show. Period.
Well, we know because you once let her into the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio.
Yeah.
You, like, open the door. We have, like, security scans that are required. You just let her walk right in. You didn't even ask for identification.
Yeah, she's earned it.
Could have been an imposter. Could have been the kidnapper from Taken.
It wasn't, though.
And then they said, good luck.
Good luck.
All right. I do want to discuss. Tausch was very dismissive of this question about what the Bengals are doing.
Would Goody ever do this? Because he's going to have an opportunity. We're not going to have a Jamar Chase on our roster, but we might have a couple of T. Higginses.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're telling me none of these six are going to end up with anything close to T. Higgins-like production?
We will dive
into
that.
Is that what you're telling me?
We will dive into that next after I tell you, hey, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are going to the bank, and if they're smart, they're going to Associated Bank with those big checks because then they'll get the best customer service in the industry. Doesn't matter that, you know, we're based in Wisconsin and they're in Cincinnati. Doesn't matter. Associated Bank has the best customer service, not just in the Midwest, but the country. They've got the awards to prove it. All kinds of awards and all kinds of perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. You got that early pay, so you have access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. There's credit monitoring and fraud protection, which you really need these days. Obviously, someone might have the same name as you, and they might try to take your money. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Will D. and Tausch. Straight ahead. Stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
We're young, dumb, and wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I.
So, Tausch, as usual, you ask a good question. And that is this. Can you ever see Goody? Let's say that Dontavion Wicks and Jaden Reed make the huge leaps that we were all expecting slash hoping them to make in 2024. And they both have big 1,000-yard seasons in 2025. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but for the sake of argument, let's say it does. That would mean that then they would be going into both of their fourth seasons, since they're in the same draft class, with a chance to get extensions and get paid. Dontavion Wicks, a fifth-round pick. Jaden Reed, a second-round pick, but with the finances of the rookie pool, neither one of them, while paid handsomely, has broken the bank. If both of them have year threes like that and then have year fours similar or even better, what do you think Goody would do? Would he just pay one?
Pay one of them. Yeah.
Tag the other and trade him?
Well, I mean, that's asking a lot for these guys because right now... Would you sign any... Would you sign any Packer wideout right now to what T. Higgins' deal was?
Nope.
Would you sign him to what Nico Collins down in Houston got? 24 a year. Is there any wideout on this team that you'd pay $24 million a year to right now?
No, there is not. Would you?
No. And my point on this is we're giving Cincinnati a lot of grief, and I am, because I think Cincinnati, I don't think they've done anything to address the concern level that one would have for this team. Now, I think Ja'Marr Chase, you needed to do it. They should have paid him last offseason. I think they probably got close. Kudos to Ja'Marr and his team for saying, no, we're going to get more. And taking that risk on and, you know, having a monster season and now, you know, making over $40 million a year as a wideout. Daniel Jones 2 years ago got $40 million as a quarterback. As an unrestricted free agent quarterback. So the marketplace has changed. You're going to be paying guys a lot of money, and you want a lot of production. So for as much as I'm giving Cincinnati grief, because I don't think this is going to help them move the ball forward, T. Higgins is a good wideout. And the Packers would gladly pay $25 million plus to have him on their team. And Cincinnati, most of us thought they'd let him go and be an unrestricted free agent. Joe Burrow basically stepped in and said, no, you do that, you're going to start having to worry about me staying here. And that scared Cincinnati's normally pretty frugal front office.
Very frugal.
Into a monster spend. Green Bay is not in that spot, and I'll be curious what this receiving corps' payment structure is going to look like in a year and a half, because if none of these guys are going to be making $30 million plus, that means you're rebooting the whole system. And I don't think that's good for this team either.
I just, I don't, what value do you put on wide receivers? Because if we're looking at what has gone on with the Packers this offseason, like, did you really expect us to be here on March 17th, the three-year anniversary of them trading Davante Adams to the Raiders? Did you think we'd be here?
Beat by, I think, Wofford. Somebody like
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's.
Busted bracket for Tausch. Or was that a prize? What was that?
Ironically, St. Peter's, the Peacocks.
That is ironic.
That right?
That's incredible, actually. He's had Peacock problems for a very long time.
About 3 years.
If you're looking at where the Packers are at wide receiver, did you think that on March 17th they would not have added anyone to that position at this point?
No. No.
You thought they would have done something, probably Devontae.
I thought Devontae.
And as it turns out, they never even talked
to him. MVS. I thought we'd get, and once that first wave of players kind of went through, I thought someone else. I didn't want Cooper Kupp. I think that's a good pass by this team.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, at some point I would have thought, because of what we just talked about, are you more concerned now that you see Cincinnati do this? I'm not, but it does make me ponder, do we have anyone close to T. Higgins' ability? Cincinnati, do we have right now, throughout the entire NFL, do we have the worst number one wide receiver in football? And that's not a knock, it's just the reality of where. Who's got it worse?
Because you don't have one.
I don't think we have one.
Correct.
Who is it? It'd be Jaden Reed would be the answer. And Jaden Reed's end of the season is going to flummox me for a while. If he ends up turning out to be a great player, which I hope he does, and he's shown spurts, I'm just going to keep coming back and asking, why did he finish the way he did? Because the Packers made a concerted effort to get him the football. They tried, and it didn't work. And is it just that it's a long season, he was in his second year, or is he going to pop in this third year? I think we all thought, because of the really good rookie season he had, he was going to pop. Well, he didn't. Now, this season, for as big as it is for a lot of people, I would make an argument that I think it's the biggest for Jaden Reed and Wicks. Dobbs is Dobbs. Dobbs going to be Dobbs.
Dobbs
These two
is
have
Dobbs.
A chance to either elevate themselves into being the guys moving forward, or it's time to wholesale replace this entire operation. That's a lot riding on those two young men.
We'll continue this conversation to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. I have an interesting stat for you that underscores the very large chasm between what Ja'Marr Chase is and what the Packers' theoretical number one wide receiver is. I'll share that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour after I tell you about Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live, which is back on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We were just there the other day.
Oh,
join Thanalysis for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other. Last year, Thanalysis surprised the MVP, Giannis, with a surprise appearance from ESPN Stephen A. Smith. So you never know what Thanalysis has planned for 2025. It's March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Thanalysis Live with Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Get your tickets to Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live right now. Visit ESPN Madison on Twitter for ticket and event information. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. It's Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis Live, presented by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino and Carbliss, featuring, spoiler alert, Brandon Jennings and a surprise guest. Also supported by the Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.